Hallo, hallo. We're up to in the paragraph that starts v'ka'omam mipnei habriyos. We're a little bit into it. V'zeh kalidei shekolach tachtonim.
The only foot it fits is dare I say, the whole making of the shoe was just for me. The minute something can take, can fit different surahs. So just like, if cows eat many different types of grasses, that's not mechayev that the grasses were made for the cow, because you have different cows, and it's not made for a specific nekuda. The fact that there's one Adam tells me that the entire Bria is created for a specific nekuda. Now that there are sub-Adams, there's still one Adam, and that's the Tsuris Adam, because he comes only as a one. He's mispater into many types, but it's only one. And therefore the world has a tachlis. And to have a tachlis means, if the entire world has one tachlis, it means that the bayri is one bayri. The klal is always that the shevish is the mokar is tied to the tachlis. And therefore, if the entire Bria has one tachlis, that's where it comes from. If you have two people, then the pshat is, its tachlis is not specific. And I don't even see a tachlis to it. It means just that humans can make use of a lot of different things. And therefore, there wouldn't be a havan and a tfisa. And therefore, there would be a makom for the minim to be mahalik and to say that this too is shuyas. I want to develop another nekuda that I think is very important. The achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, besides being emes in its own right, also is that which gives tachlis to the Bria. There is no tachlis to a Bria when the Bria is a result of different things.
Yeah.
Eloika v'ribenusoi niklois b'dvarim shemitzer echad rabim heim v'shoinim u'min atzar ha'shen yeshem achtus v'as'oma v'as'amosam b'ram l'midei echad v'sarau. If you look at everything in the Bria, mitzar echad, no two things are similar. What defines the Bria is the incredible ribui, and mitzar sheni, what defines the Bria is the achtus of everything. Everything is made of the same molecules. All living beings have composite proteins. The differences between a cockroach and a person in terms of genetic material is not much in terms of same proteins and this and that, and yet there's such a hefdol atzum. That is a tremendous dimension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godless, in that he could, the achdus and the ribui is evident in every single nekuda simultaneously. It's like when you have two brothers and you're amazed at how alike they are and how different they are. And that's the tarevus of the bayre and the nivra together, and every nivra is awesome. It's one of the things I always say that, you know, one of the scientists' pillars on which they base evolution on is the extraordinary similarity of all living matter. There is very little difference, really, in the big picture between different nivraim. And so that's emes. The proof is built on a hanacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ought to have created, you know, elephants out of elephant material and ants out of ant material and humans out of human material. So based on that, I'm not going to say if I stay say what my death, I suppose, didn't create the world. We don't think so. We think Rabbah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the living everything from one thing, like a Lego, and in that one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to express a ribui. So the achdus and the ribui coming together is the most expression of Ribbono Shel Olam. Then mainly he says the we need that every single person should have that Tzuras Adam. And that's why Adam is Yechidi. Kekarashim Adam Doimim B'Tzura Achas. In order to express this Nekud of Echad, Adam should definitely be the one Nekud that this is Tzuras Adam. The Yum's it should be different. So he gives there's no way a person could recognize who he was talking to before. So it would make it impossible. But I will explain it a little bit. I mean, he could wear labels, tags, whatever. What he means to say is to make for the ability of Adam to be niskasha with Adam, it requires a certain yichud for that Adam. In other words, let's give a mashal. Two flat pieces don't can't stick together. When you have one shape with a hole, one with a peg, it's together. If you want to, you know, you see people cut things, they take two pieces, they cut it a certain way, so that one fits into all sorts of attempts to create that matzah. They wouldn't be, if everyone looked alike, then there'd be a ketchup between the people, because what's Makashmi to A, or to B, or to C, or to D? There's no yid. What makes us Makusha to anyone is some person. You know, mud, dirt, yes, but this is punished. You don't person to be like every other person in things that we call taste and so on. On the other hand, you would be hard pressed to find a person that would say that stealing is okay. It's very interesting that when the Marshall, one of the first, I don't know what the right word to say is, one of the first areas where science played Epicurus was when they started anthropology, they tied in that the Gedurim and Arayus that civilized society has is not natural to humans and it's Krum. L'Harayah, somebody found a shave at some place in New Guinea that feels that Arayus is Mechatchila, it's wonderful, so on and so forth. Which, in the end, showed up that either this woman was lying or she didn't know what she was talking about. Let's forget about that a second. The idea that one shavit, the mokam nidach, maybe they got crumb. In other words, listen, 99.9% of the people think one way and this 0.01% of everybody else became crumb. Kids naturally became crumb. They mean the natural sense of Adam is diamond, all right? And this shavit is the last part of it. So,
that are universal are the person, and then
then each person picked up his own spheres. Any questions?